Hi everyone, welcome to Let's Talk Mercedes, the podcast by Mercedes-Benz. This is all about exciting topics like mobility, innovation, technology, and much more. To open up new perspectives and to gain deeper insights, we meet experts from inside Mercedes-Benz and experts from all over the world. My name is Sarah Elze, I'm your host, and I'm looking forward to discovering the latest news and trends with you. So thank you for listening, and now let's talk Mercedes. If you want to convince someone, let's say your boss or a friend, you should make sure that they sit soft. No joke. A comfortable soft chair and a hot drink will make your counterpart feel positive and friendly. That's what the psychologists of US universities Cambridge, Harvard, and Yale found out in a study. So physical perception influences our thinking, feeling, and even acting. What does this mean for the interior of a car? How did engineers and scientists incorporate this knowledge into the new Mercedes-Benz S-Class? And why is the new S-Class not only a car, but also a fitness coach? That's what today's third episode of the S-Class special is about. If you missed the first two episodes about the new MBUX and new safety and comfort features, just click into episode 4 and 5. And now let's start right away with our S-Class special, Luxury and Wellbeing, with Gudrun Schönherr and Belinda Günther. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hello.
Before we talk about luxury and the well-being in the new S-Class and why science played a big role in the conception and development of it, I'd like to give our listeners a short introduction of your professional background. Gudrun, your business card says you're project lead future fit and healthy. Wow. If I were to apply to join your team, what skills would you look for in my application?
You need to have a research background and you need to be very curious to the world and to all sorts of or all kinds of medicine and physiology and life science. Just life be open. Science.
Belinda, you are head of color and trim. If I were to write a book about your everyday working life, which important chapters would I have to write?
I think definitely a big, big part of my daily work is interaction with a lot of different skills and people, with a lot of creativity and gut feeling, being visionary but being in the presence at the same time. And I think the third really big chapter is managing and thinking in a very analytical and structured way.
And maybe a good feeling for colors, right?
For sure. That's the essential bit you need to bring.
All right. First of all, I know our loyal podcast listeners are always waiting for it. We have a little challenge at the beginning of our episode. Everyone has to solve that. I read out some lines and I'd like you to finish it. Kind of a fitness program for your mind. Is that all right for you? So we skipped the well-being part, to be honest. So, ready for our warm-up. First line, the best situation for me to relax is?
With sounds.
Sound.
It's sound.
Is it important which sound it is, or is it just sound
sounds
itself?
That I like, and I know that sounds can guide my emotions and the intensity I can think and my intensity of being relaxed.
I think a lot of people are doing that, especially the, for example, the motorsports driver. They're always listening to music before mm-hmm. they're doing a race. Belinda. And
if I can add something.
Yes, of course.
They listen to their engine and they feel their engine. I think this is why they like their sports.
Oh, I really have to try that one. Belinda, but my engine is, I think my engine isn't worth it. So, Belinda, the best situation for me to relax is?
Being in the forest.
Really?
Yes.
So you're a kind of a village kid?
I am, totally. And I love forests with everything that is basically breathing, what you listen to, the sound, the smells, everything that basically embraces you in the forest. And I really deeply love it.
Secondly, the best invention in terms of well-being inside a car to date is?
The secret that will come in next S-Class.
Ooh, good teaser. I think everyone is now listening very carefully. So, Belinda, what do you say?
There's hardly anything to add.
You can say the massage function. I like that
and,
most.
And I really love that. That's basically it for me personally, the massage function. I love it.
It's really so good, it. Really. Yes. I tested it, I think, 2 years ago, is that right? I think 2 years ago. And I was so impressed because it was really good.
I mean, if I can add a little thing, also the ambient light for me is one of the features that adds on top of it. So, you know, looking at the more holistic experience of well-being, this is definitely one level that I really need also for my well-being in the car.
Yeah, light is playing a big role in the future, that's for sure. Well done so far. You've almost finished the exercise. Let's go with line number three, and I'm very curious what your answer is. If I were a Hollywood director and could create any crazy car I could dream of, this car would be like... Tough task, I know.
The next S-Class.
Maybe you can send a picture and a video of the new S-Class and give some inspiration for the Hollywood directors. That's a good idea. Any features, Belinda, you would put in the car?
I would definitely like to create a car that's sexy and elegant at the same time and features my perfect world of color and material. I mean, that's my profession and that's my passion. So everything would need to be detailed and time-honored, manufactured exactly the way I would like to have it. And I think, to describe it roughly, really the mix between being really elegant and supreme, but sexy at the same time.
When you tell the people that you work at Mercedes-Benz or for Mercedes-Benz, I can imagine that a lot of people are excited about that fact, but I can also imagine that the people are kind of, let's say, confused by your job, Gudrun, and maybe they are smiling a little bit at your job, Belinda, because you're the color girl. Why have you decided to work for the automotive sector and not, for example, in a fitness center or in the fashion sector?
When I applied for my job at Daimler, I worked at the psychosomatics clinic and I headed towards a career of a clinical psychologist. So I was just ready to be a counselor. And then I saw this job and I thought, this is perfect. This is all I ever wanted. I wanted to work with different universities, different institutes, and I wanted to work for people and help them to stay healthy, because in my previous job, I helped people to be healthy again. And I think it's so much nicer to help to stay in a good mood, in a good state, in a good health, and have a lot of fun doing this.
Have you expected a job like this at Mercedes-Benz? Or?
No. I think this is a unique job. I think there is no other job like the job that I have. I think this is
so
a perfect
many
job.
Colleagues are jealous.
I think so.
And Belinda, why didn't you choose, the fashion sector, where it could have been anything else?
Yeah, true. I mean, I studied fashion originally. Cool. And it was always my dream since I was little, you know, that typical girl thing, fashion. But then after I finished my studies, I got an offer from a different OEM abroad. And this was just an experiment for me. So I thought, okay, I just try it half a year. If I don't like it, I can always move back and always change industries again. But the aspect that captured me and that really lit up my passion is the fact that it's a really complex world. The automotive world is complex. And yes, some people might think and even say it, you're a color and material girl. And, you know, and probably in the most OEMs, it's a very feminine driven department. But that's not the end of it. The world is really complex for us. It's a tactile world. We have to deal with colors, with color matching, We have a lot of interfaces with very different departments. We have internally within the design center, we work with the exterior designers, with the interior designers. We have to bring color, material, and shape in an ideal, perfect situation. So, and the automotive world is moving a lot. And with this complexity, you never, ever get bored. And this is, for me, the significant advantage to work in the automotive industry. And that's why I stayed in that sector.
To offer its occupants an ultimate feeling of safety and to increase their well-being, Mercedes-Benz works together with experts like you from a wide range of fields. For example, Gudrun, you're a physiotherapist, mm-hmm. right? And a psychologist. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And there are a lot of more experts working for Mercedes-Benz. Why does Mercedes make such an effort when a car is basically something which has to bring me from A to B?
Mm-hmm. Because the car brings you from A to B. So when I joined Daimler in 2008, I thought the S-Class is perfect. This is the perfect seat. Everything is perfect. And then they asked me to implement or to create a new massage system. They wanted to create the hot stone massage for the car. I thought it's impossible, but I thought it's bad to say it's impossible if you have your first week in your new job. So I thought I would just skip the impossible part and start with it. And each time I experience our hot stone or our massage that is like similar to the hot stone massage in the car, I'm really fascinated what we did together. But it's not only me. So it's my colleagues around me and my colleagues in the seating department. They did the biggest part. But together we created a special experience that we see in the car now.
The tradition of Mercedes-Benz in building luxury vehicles dates back to the beginning of the 20th century. And let's say a game changer was the Mercedes Simplex 60 HP. At that time, the motor car suddenly became a surprisingly comfortable saloon car, which gave you a really cozily ride. The highlight at that time were certainly the comfortable seats, which were, to be honest, far from today's comfort features. So, Gudrun, tell us, 100 years later and a lot of inventions later, what new features will surprise the customers with the new S-Class in terms of well-being?
A lot.
Maybe you can go through the alphabet or something like that and you name it one by one. So let's say your top three features of the new S-Class in terms of well-being.
The top feature has to do with sounds and will be the secret for our next session. And then there's a lot of haptic information that we bring to the seat. So if you sit, there's more massage programs than we ever had. We have the energizing coach that is even improved, that uses information from your body, but also from the traffic situation, but also from the car, to give you a good recommendation for a program that really fits to your actual needs in the moment.
Mm-hmm. And I mentioned this traditional car, the luxury car, the Mercedes Simplex, and it was like an eye catcher on the street because the design was so outstanding. Let's talk a little bit about the design, Belinda. What do you say? What is the best improvement in terms of design and color from the new S-Class?
For me, the best, I wouldn't even say improvement, but let's say the ideal aspect for me is the fusion, the merge in a very harmonious way of the digital, but also the analog world. And for us, or for my profession, passion, the analog world means to have a tactile experience of luxury. And this today, with all the digitalization and the experiences you can gain on a different level, this to merge and to bring into context in a very human way.
Can you name some aspects of it? I mean, it's so hard to understand how you can create a luxury atmosphere. I mean, in the flat, I can put in some designer things, expensive things, and it looks like a luxury flat or something like that. How can you do that in a car?
I think the main important aspect is to bring it into the car is to have let's say the ideal fusion of material and shape, first of all. And in the new S-Class interior, we moved for a more two-dimensional design language that flows around the passengers, that embraces the passengers in the front and in the rear. And on these really generous surfaces that we created, we can apply materials like a really exclusive walnut veneer, and we combine it with real aluminium inlays. The inspiration comes from the decks of yachts, for example. Mm-hmm. And with this, you have the ultimate luxury experience in real, in front of you. And this, in combination with the digital aspect, the screen in the center console, which we also instantiated in a very different way than we usually do it, this is the perfect fusion.
You mentioned the tactile information, and I think this is important for me if I look at the seat right now. So we had already these wonderful massage programs. We thought, how can we go further? And had a look at all the spas that we find in the wonderful hotels. So we try to integrate different motors or possibilities of vibration in the seat and thought at sound, but then discovered that if we integrate vibration motors in the seat cushion, it brings us an effect on the muscles that really help. Because if you sit for a longer time on a long ride, then the seat can be as good as it can be, but you sit on the same spot. It's like an energizing effect on the cells and on the muscles. Or we can have a very activating workout similar effect.
This is a good keyword, because you mentioned right now the workout, and that's, I think that's the best moment to reveal the mystery, what I meant with a fitness coach, that the new S-Class is a fitness coach. Maybe you can explain what the idea of this fitness coach is, and I think it has to do with some other little devices.
Yeah, the fitness coach is our energizing coach, and the little device is like a Garmin device that... It's like the Vivo Active 3 that we also branded for Daimler or at the venue that is also available with the Daimler branded signs. And you can measure the quality of your sleep. You can measure your heart rate, and it measures the stress level for you. And we use the stress level and the sleep information. We bring all this information together in an algorithm in our back end. And from there, you get recommendations for the right energizing program that really helps you to stay fit. This is one aspect. And the other aspect is that we really name two massage programs workout programs. It's a workout for your back and another workout for your lower back. Because we realized that you can work or press against these massage bubbles and then strengthen your abdominal muscles, or strengthen your back muscles, or even strengthen your muscles around your lower back. That really helps you to stay healthy in your back physically. So it's like a little workout that you would do in a fitness studio.
Mm-hmm. So if I understand you correctly, your idea is to see the car not only as a device for mobility, but also as a part of your everyday life, something between workplace and your home. And I think that's a real tough task, because I only feel comfortable when I'm surrounded by familiar things. But on the other hand, I want to have the latest technology and the newest ideas. So how do you solve that task, something between innovation and tradition?
That's basically our daily challenge, to find the sweet spot to, let's say, be that brand that stands for innovation. And with the new S-Class interior, we achieved to combine these two poles. I mean, the aesthetic soul, everything we do is based on our design philosophy, sensual purity. And in a way, you know, you have a hot and a cool pole. And you might think it's impossible to bring them together, but you can in a, let's say, harmonious tension. And this aesthetic soul, this is what we breathe, and this is the fundament of everything we do. And this guides us to bring also like innovation, but also the timelessness.
I can imagine that it's also a tough task for you to really focus on what is intuitive for a driver or not. I mean, this depends on every development you do with, let's say, color, let's say design, let's say functions. So how do you use that experiences, tests and knowledges to develop something new, but still, let's say, a reduced information form of everything you can have in the car?
I think it all goes back to our design philosophy, this sensual purity. As you said, it needs to be intuitive, it needs to be welcoming. But because the customers or the passengers have the opportunity to adjust in so many different levels how they want to feel and how they want to create their environment and their atmosphere, it's not so difficult for us. In the end, it's it's difficult to select what we're going to offer and, of course, what we put into the car. But if you have a strong guidance and a mental spirit of what you would like to achieve, to be sensual and pure, to be 100% committed to quality in every aspect, in every layer. And if you have a strong passion and a real deep love for these details, because these details make the difference, at least for a visual and a tactile experience of luxury. And if you have this in mind and in your heart, you can select it. And I think for the S-Class interior, there are so many features and so many different levels of experience that basically ends in a holistic experience, luxury experience, that the customer has the opportunity in every level to adjust and fine-tune what he or she needs.
In each episode, we pick a current headline to discuss, and I found a very interesting article of the trade media publisher Springer Professional. At the end of July, they published an article with the headline, "How the Interior Becomes the New Exterior." It was about the shift of customers' needs and that there's an increasing longing for really great interior. Actually, they wrote that the interior is almost, and I have to point it out, almost more important than the exterior when customers want to buy a car. So does that forces OEMs to a complete shift regarding the design of cars?
Yes and no. The new S-Class interior is a big, big step forward exactly into this direction. Of course, let's say the traditional thinking or the traditional way of looking in, at cars is, yeah, the exterior is the first element you see, and either it catches you or it doesn't. But it's already a long time ago that this is the point where the story ends. And, you know, in a segment like the S-Class, where the passengers or the rear passengers with their chauffeurs in front spend a lot more time and expect much, much more than in the past, we have to fulfill these needs. And I would say with all these features that we're going to offer, we are pretty close, if not already on that point where exterior and interior needs to be looked at equally.
And from the fit and healthy perspective, it gives us just more space and more time of the customer. The customer is aware of the duration he stays in the car. He can do a lot more in the car and take advantage of so many different functions. And therefore, we added so many functions to different needs. If we added a heated cushion so that sitting in the back seat is much more comfortable, it helps you in many ways to have this wonderful warm neck area. And then you are surrounded with light and the structure and the material. We know that people spend more and more time in the car. And it's also a third place. It's a safe place. I mean, if you look at our NVH, I have never been in a car that was so noiseless, so quiet. And we know from research that being in a quiet environment really helps you to relax.
In the article, they also mentioned that sustainability is a huge topic for the customers. Is that also a topic in your department?
Yes, of course. It's a very big topic, and we are working on the development of sustainable materials that are, of course, automotive feasible. I mean, you know, the complete industry is challenged regarding that topic, and it's a very wide field and a truly, truly deeply interesting area where you basically get on a daily basis new information and you learn a lot more about also new technologies that are offered and that are new to markets. So it's a big challenge, but it's a purely positive element.
I can imagine that it's not easy to harmonize material form and function and that with completely new materials. So how do you test it?
I mean, we have to test a lot, especially regarding our commitment to quality, 100%. And I would say this is the biggest challenge. To keep that level of quality and fulfill also the customer expectations, but having also a visual appealing surface. And I have to say, some of the materials, we cannot think in a traditional way also regarding testing, probably. And we have to find new innovative ways and ways of thinking, especially without telling too much of the secrets.
We will reveal more on the 2nd of September at the world premiere of the new S-Class. I learned today that interior design isn't just high quality material and a wide range of high-tech functions. Rather, it's a 360 degrees concept of a car. It seems to me that there are many more departments involved than both of yours. Is that right?
Oh, yes. Yes, every idea that we have or that I have is nothing without my colleagues. So I instantly talk to my colleagues in different departments. If you talk about the seat, I talk to my colleagues in the seating department. And we develop together new ideas. And then we talk to you, Belinda, and try to find a good solution or try to integrate material aspects to new ideas and bring functions to the new element. So it's always a collaborative work, and it incorporates many, many people.
And again, diversity counts. Belinda, yes. You also mentioned the high-tech functions in there, so you have to work with IT departments and software departments, right?
Right. I mean, UI, UX is basically a separate department within our design center. So I'm not responsible for that. But we have interfaces regarding graphics, the coloring of the UI, UX, how it connects back to ambient light, to connected light. So also there we have an interface, but for UI, UX, we have a completely separate expertise department.
At the end of each podcast episode, we would like to take a look into the future, really our future. In your opinion, what is your wish for traveling in terms of mobility in the future? What is missing, should be invented, or what should be more widely distributed? Can be totally apart from your basic job If you say you want to fly, it's totally fine.
I prefer traveling without flying because the traveling is part of my voyage. I mean, you know, driving to Sweden or to Italy, that experience is what makes it different to me. So I prefer traveling slowly. And I think what Gudrun just mentioned, also having a little insight in what will come up in the future or which concepts might come up in the future, that perfectly matches to my preferences. Having, while traveling, even a deeper experience of, you know, also a mental experience without sounding too esoteric. But I think that's something that does not exist yet. And just from a personal point of view, I can see myself definitely in one of those cars.
More experience than just traveling from A to B. All right, Gudrun, what's your wish for traveling in the future?
To me, the future already started. I like our electric cars. I like the silence. And I just like the moment. And I dream of cars that help me to be much more aware of myself and the moment, be much more in the moment, and just enjoy.
The joy of riding and driving. That's really a cool wish for the future. Thank you both so much for all these insights and all the stories and information. That was our third episode of our S-Class special. If you want to get more insights into the world of the new S-Class and listen to exciting stories about the development of the new MBUX and safety features, click into episode 4 and 5, the two other episodes of our S-Class special. If you want to join the world premiere of the new S-Class, mark the 2nd of September in your calendar and watch the S-Class world premiere live on our Mercedes Me Media. And if you don't want to miss our next episode, subscribe to our podcast, Let's Talk Mercedes. And of course, we'd love to hear your feedback. So leave a rating and a comment. Thanks for tuning in. Stay curious. Bye-bye.